Washington. Senate Republicans muscle through a crucial next step to President Trump's agenda on Friday.
On a mostly party-line vote of 51-48, the Republicans pass the plan that paves the way for the party to, in the coming months, push a tax cut bill through both chambers of Congress. By doing so, Republicans say they're preventing a tax increase for most American families.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Senators spent hours churning through various amendments before a final vote. It now sends that package back to the House for the next step in refinement. President Trump says Elon Musk will likely leave his administration post in a few months. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The world's richest man has been Donald Trump's most powerful and disruptive advisor since Inauguration Day. But Musk may soon be wrapping up his work downsizing and overhauling the federal government. Last week, Musk faced a setback in Wisconsin, where voters rejected his choice for a state Supreme Court candidate, despite more than $21 million in personal donations. Musk's role in the administration also has led to lower Tesla sales and violent attacks against his car company. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, economist and author Stephen Moore is applauding the president for putting an end to collective bargaining at government agencies.
The problem is that there's nobody at the bargaining table who is representing the taxpayers in these, quote, negotiations on the salaries.
Israeli journalist Haviv Rediger told the Salem Radio Network the Biden administration offered a lot of bad advice to Israel about its war with Hamas.
The Biden administration said things about not going into Rafah that were patently ridiculous. There were, it would take 4 months, they said, to move the civilians out in order to fight Hamas. Well, it ended up taking 12 days.
This is SRN News. Religious switching is being tracked on a new global poll. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National pro-life groups are organizing a lobbying effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe that Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to end federal reimbursement for the nation's biggest abortion business. Some also think that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, could be a tool for getting that done as well. This is SRN News. Award-winning scholar and author Gordon Chang says Russia's invasion of Ukraine also helped another U.S. adversary, China. In its effort to disrupt global order, did that by throwing its support behind Vladimir Putin.
Beijing loves it. I mean, they've been supporting Putin across the board. It's not just elevated commodity purchases. It's diplomatic propaganda support. They opened up their financial system to sanction Russian institutions.
And when it comes to the military aspect of that ongoing conflict.
And the Chinese have been selling a lot of weapons to the Russians. And to top it all off, China was almost certainly involved in arranging North Korea's assistance to Russia in the war. So this is Moscow and Beijing together again.
And Chang told the Salem Radio Network this week, China is also the power behind Iran and its proxies by providing the Islamic regime with the microprocessors it needs to build weapons. More from SRNNews.com.